Electric Blue Watermelon is the evocative name of the North Mississippi All-Stars' new album. We'll find out exactly what it is evocative of as we talk with brothers Luther and Cody Dickinson and Chris Chu about growing up with their families in the North Mississippi Hill Country and being part of some blues experiences that most of us are just not privy to, including playing at Bluesman Junior Kimbrough's Juke Joint and eating goat and being part of the scene at Otha Turner's annual Goat Roast. We'll hear the Dickinson story in a bit, but let's start off this acoustic session with Mean Old Wind Died Down from the North Mississippi All-Stars.
Set me free, I'm gravity bound. Set me free, I'm gravity bound. Time flies high, I'm shackled to the ground. Set me free, I'm gravity bound. Meet a wind. The mean old wind died down. The mean old wind died down. The mean old wind died down. Don't bury me in this cursed ground. Don't bury me in this cursed ground. When I die, let me fly. I'm nothing but a sound. Don't bury me in this cursed ground. The mean old wind died down. 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 Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Crack cymbals on the Queens of Africa. The ashes, the dust, the dust. Of the bottom land. Across the juke joint flow, butterfly bug jumping drunk outdoors. The old folks know what it was like out in the country on a Sunday night. So pour some on the floor, do it like we did before. In the moonlight shining through the trees, honeysuckle on a southern breeze. I miss the moonshine and the old times, sitting in with the house band and the bootleggers of the bottom land. Miss the moonshine and the old times, sitting in with the house band and the bootleggers of the bottom land. Mississippi moonshine, bootleggers of the bottom land. And the bootleggers of the bottom land. Moonshine. And the bootleggers of the bottom land. Mississippi moonshine. And the bootleggers of the bottom land.
North Mississippi All-Stars are playing live for us today, and that's a song called Moonshine from the new Electric Blue Watermelon disc. I'm really glad you did that one because it gives us an opportunity to talk about a lot of the things that you mentioned in there. It's kind of code for so many great things that you guys were able to be part of growing up in the outside of Memphis in the North Mississippi Hill Country with your dad. And So let's talk about those things. One of those things you kind of mentioned, and there's a lot about Otha Turner on this record, and you do a number of his songs, and he passed away over this past year, as did R.L. Burnside.
Yeah. Oather actually passed 2 years ago, and that was when he passed is when I started writing for this record, because it really made me rethink, you know, who I am and what we are and what we're out here supposed to be doing and representing. And because, you know, you spend so many years on the road and you get a little lost every once in a while. But that was just such a grounding thing. I mean, and
tell people who he was.
Oather Turner, when he passed, he was 94 years old. He was an amazing first generation bluesman from Mississippi. Fred McDowell, they were best friends, Mississippi Fred McDowell. But he played the bamboo cane fife and sang, and his family members played drums. They had a big bass drum and two snare drums. And to me, that, if you break down, people say, what's the hill country blues style like? To me, that really sums it up, because it's all just melody and rhythm, you know. And
you know what, Cody, let me break in here, and let's just play a little bit of the beginning of how Bounce Ball goes on the CD, so people give a chance to hear Oath of Play.
Nice.
And how the fight drum corps comes in. Now, Oather would host the goat roast.
That's right.
Tell me what that was about.
Well, every summer he would have a picnic. That's what he called it. And it was a barbecue. He had a goat and catfish and pork and moonshine and beer. And it was a dry county, but Oather was so cool. He was in, man. He could do whatever he wanted. And these parties were... actually, one time they came to bust him, and he was so slick. He just totally just went right over him. But anyway... it was amazing. And he had gallons of moonshine in the kitchen. But anyway, he used to keep it in old blue Clorox jugs, man. I drank out of the Clorox jug.
Ooh.
Myself.
Wow!
Don't make a mistake.
Hey, that's trust, right? But, you know, everybody from around town would come, from around the hills would come and play. And just like Junior's Jew Joint, where RL and his family and Junior, you know, everybody would just come play and support each other. And a lot of what this record is about is that the way these... giants, you know, musical geniuses, the way they were with their community was, I mean, the community of loved them and respected them, but it was such a natural position that these guys had. They weren't like above or rock stars or anything, you know, they were just part of the community, and they were so well loved and respected that these parties and juke joints were on the verge of chaos and anarchy at all times. But these guys kept it together, you know. Oather could control a whole mob. Would just like, and they would just move, just get out of the way. It's awesome,
Cody. It's great hearing you play guitar today. And I'm curious, did Oather and the Fife and Drum Corps have anything at all to do with you picking drums as a major instrument, or how did you switch? Did you play guitar first, or did you play drums to begin?
Yes, at a real young age, I started playing guitar, but moved to drums to accompany Luther. When I was like 10 or something. So I picked the guitar back up when I was 18. I was already playing, I think I was actually in the marching band at the time that the first time I saw the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band. So I was writing cadences and, you know, I was definitely all over what they were doing and, you know, trying to figure it out. And it's incredible the way they would interpret basically the same rhythms, but they would start them at different times and create whole different songs with the same pattern. It's still confuses me to this day, but they obviously had a huge influence on my drumming style. You know, I have two bass drums, and it's not because I want to be in Metallica. It's because I want to emulate the sound of two hands on a bass drum. Like, they have this technique on the marching bass drum, especially where the right hand was playing the accents and the left hand was sort of muting it and like doing these real syncopated funky stuff that, you know, I've never heard anything like it. You know, it's similar to New Orleans second line, but it's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Now, when Oather passed, does the Fife and Drum Corps keep going on?
Yeah, he taught his granddaughter, Sade, how to play, and his grandsons and family members still play drums. And but, you know, it's everybody experiences it in one way or another, but as a, you know, a big family experiences a loss like that, and a patriarchy becomes whatever, you know. I mean, it's always very hard. But at one point, they split up in two groups because they couldn't get along.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, but they're going to keep it going. They're going to keep it going. But Other, he was the core.
Yeah. As long as we're talking about these experiences that most of us haven't had a chance to be part of, maybe we should talk a little bit about, you mentioned it, Junior Kimbrough's Juke Joint, which you mentioned in the song Burned Down many years ago now, mm-hmm. I guess.
A perfect example of how when the leader falls, it's just, you know, that we kept it going. I mean, at that point, everybody pitched in and we played down there more than we used to, everybody, mm-hmm. But it didn't last that long, you know. It just couldn't withstand the...
Describe the place. What was it like?
Oh, it was amazing. It was down in the country, down Highway 4. It was really, literally nothing around it, just kudzu and ditches. But it was like a plywood shack, you know. It had a concrete floor and a jukebox and a kitchen in the back where they sold beer and food.
Funky old pool table.
Yeah, funky old pool table.
Now, would you guys get to sit in?
Yep. But like I said, when Junior was still alive, it was so pure. We would just go and hang out. Hmm. But after Junior passed, and by that point, we were really good friends with the family, so the second generations, and that's when we started to play more, you know.
I always felt like when I was going down there, I wanted to observe, and I frankly, honestly, didn't want to play. And it's just because I wanted to see them play and whatever. And they would get offended, you know, if I didn't play. If you're a musician and you showed up at their spot, they expected you to play. Even if you weren't necessarily a blues musician, they were very open and inviting, even to the extent to where they would, you know. They get a little hot if I'd be like, "Nah, I'm just gonna chill out." And they're like, "What do you mean you're not gonna play?"
Yeah.
So that's how I started playing down there.
North Mississippi All Stars are our guests today on the Cafe, Chris Jew and Luther and Cody Dickinson, and what's next?
Well, we're gonna do these next two songs from Electric Blue Watermelon are actually songs that Other Turner wrote the lyrics to after he passed. I went through all these tapes from back in the days that I had made down at his place. We used to sit around and drink and talk trash and play guitars. And when we'd get something good going, you know, he would start singing or jump up and throw his hat down or whatever. And so, you know, I was so sad after he was gone and I always wished I could do more that, you know, I was just trying to extend the experience. And so anyway, these next two songs come from the front porch.
Hurry up, sunrise, see what tomorrow brings. It may bring sunshine and it may bring rain. Hurry up, sunrise, see what tomorrow brings. May bring sunshine and it may bring rain. Where were you when the rooster crowed for day? Lord, I wasn't at home, I saw enough on my way. Done got late, I got my work. Wouldn't have been ever had not been for you. Hurry up, sunrise, see what tomorrow brings. It may bring sunshine and it may bring rain. Hurry up, sunrise, see what tomorrow brings. It may bring sunshine. Sunrise, see what tomorrow brings. It may bring sunshine, and it may bring rain. Hurry up, sunrise, see what tomorrow brings. It may bring sunshine.
I got
somewhere's up the road. I feel like rumbling, got no place to go. Baby, my home ain't here, it's somewhere's up the road. So please, baby, time. I smoke it hairy with the teasing brown of my teasing brown of my, I mean mine. I just want to get hairy with that teasing brown of my teasing brown of mine.
Y'all better watch out. Skinny Brown's got long guns on.
Teasin' Brown finishing up our session today. Thanks again to Luther and Cody Dickinson and, of course, to Chris Chu, the North Mississippi All-Stars. Electric Blue Watermelon is the new album, and if you're looking for it, you can find it at our World Cafe CD store. It's at our new website, which is worldcafe.npr.org.